Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Linda Templeman and Ken Moorman. And so some of you will guess that we're going to talk about the Friends of the Library book sale that's coming right up. So, Linda, tell us when we should be looking to come get all those good books.
All right. The book sale is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, October 20th through 22nd. So that's next week, coming right up.
So be thinking about coming in, and it's the same hours as the library, correct?
Correct, 9 to 6.
So that's easy to look at the door if you don't remember what those hours are. Well, Linda, what kind of books are we going to see?
Anything you would want, I would think. We have stacks and stacks, so there's quite a variety. There's something for everyone.
And both paperbacks and hardcovers?
Paperback, hardcovers, just a variety of.
What about kids' books?
Lots of children's books. I believe the library was clearing out some teen and tween ones, so there should be several in that category available.
Yeah, so that's good. I know we've had a few in that area, so it's really good to know that maybe there's going to be some really nice ones from the library. Yeah. That's kind of a special area. I don't know if you ever, Linda, have had to pick out books for a teenager or a tweenager.
Try to find something they're interested in.
Yes, that's a challenge. So it'd be kind of nice to see those there. Yes. And they will be divided, right? I mean, you will see that these are the little kids and these are the teens. And
yes, we have a label set up. We try to at each section to tell you what type of book is in each section or on that particular table.
And what's the price of the books?
Anywhere from 25 cents up to a dollar.
Okay. So, it's just the best. You know, I always go Christmas shopping.
Yes.
I'm not sure I want to talk about Christmas, but I always do look for books for my little niece. And, it's just fun to look at the kids' books that I don't otherwise. Mm-hmm. And I always have to pick up a book or two for myself, too.
Yeah, don't forget about yourself.
Yeah. So do you have a book collection? Do you always go in and shop?
I do. Now that I'm retired, I do have more time to read. And so, I plan on going through them a little more this time around to add to my collection.
It's just... Every time we have a book sale, Linda, I can't believe where all these books come from.
I know. It's amazing.
There's thousands of them. I'm sure there's thousands of books there. So, yes.
And we're happy that people recycle them and bring them to us so that we can, spread them out to others.
Absolutely. You don't need to keep these forever. You read them and bring them back.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been doing that for years, and it's really a nice service that the Friends of the Library do. So, saying Friends of the Library, that's who's sponsoring this. And Ken, you're kind of heading up the Friends of the Library. Tell us a little bit more about them.
I have a group of basically ladies. I got a couple men. Basically ladies that are really devoted to taking care of the library book sale. Some ladies have been there every time. I've got a couple, three that haven't missed since I've started. It's been going for almost 20 years, the book sales have, and it's getting bigger every time. I keep kind of a running total of the total income, and it's averaging now over $2,500 per sale. That's in a year we give close to $5,000 to the library for stuff they can't budget for, extra things, speakers that... they want to bring in a guest speaker or a program for the kids or something like that. She delves into the Friends of the Library money. It also, we have to pay for the shred day in the spring, which is April 9th. It's a Saturday. People want to start knowing about that because they start cleaning out. But we do that in conjunction with the Boy Scouts. So... the book sale, we start with over 2,500 books, and we put them up pretty close to 40 categories, and it changes all the time. Once in a while, we'll have a lot of cookbooks, and the next time we have a lot of history books, and we don't take any medicine books, medical books.
Encyclopedias.
We don't take any encyclopedias, although I had somebody wanted a set of encyclopedias the other day, but we don't even get close to that. We don't want magazines anymore because people just don't want them. And we have to throw them away anyhow, and our garbage can is no better than yours at home, you know. I think what really makes this book sale go is we got four board members, myself, Linda, Dottie Crow, and
yeah.
Barb.
Okay, so that's the executive board because there are more board members than that, correct?
Yeah, and we have a lot of people that's on our calling list, which is considered on the board, I guess. It's these people spend a lot of time getting this thing ready and making this thing go. It's been really good all the time.
So the book sale is the major, book sales, I should say, because there's spring and fall.
Yes.
That's the major, major project for Friends of the Library. But you mentioned Shred Day is another thing.
We sponsor that.
Anything else that I don't know about that people don't know about?
We're going to have a surprise sale on Saturday. I'm not going to tell people what it is. I'll have flyers on the table when they check out so they'll know about it. If you want to get some more books, come in Saturday because it's going to be a little special day. We hate to throw books away. And the more we can get rid of them, get out the door, the better off we are.
And that's something to mention. You mentioned several times throwing books away, but you also try to get rid of those in other ways.
We go through and we cherry pick, probably 10 or 12 cases and what we have left over, and take them over to Goodwill and Council Bluffs. They run through books, more than we do.
Yeah.
But
so that's good to know. I'm like you, and I'm sure you too, Linda. You just hate to think about a book being thrown away.
Yeah.
So finding another place for it's great. But finding a place in your home is even greater. And so,
yeah.
And Linda, I said, you know, there's tables and tables, and Ken's in all these categories. But they start disappearing, don't they, after the first day?
Oh, yes. Yeah. First day is pretty busy. So if you want the best selection, come out bright and early on Wednesday.
And then there's always plenty after that.
Yes.
But I know
yes.
there are some people who are looking for specific authors.
Mm-hmm.
And specific topics, and it's best to come on.
And if we have
day.
Time, we do try to sort those according to author, so it's a little bit easier for you to find. We don't always have time to keep that up, but we try to keep it organized
that
way.
It is very helpful, I think, to have those authors.
Yeah.
We usually have a stash in the corner or something like that of books that we just can't get out. There's only so much room that you can put them out so that you can look at them comfortably. And that's my ladies that are proctoring, I call them, that's the important thing is to keep them straightened up so that people can view them easy. Everybody comes in and just really messes up. They stack them here, stack them there, and then we come along and re-get them organized so that they're easy to look up. And we'll always try to help people if they have a particular thing that they want, we'll try and find it for them.
But saying what you just said, that there's a stack there. So after all the room is used up and somebody comes and buys them, there's going to be new selections there.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly, yes.
Yes.
We have a lot of people that come in this third day. I was in here Wednesday, and I just wanted to see if there's anything new out there. And we do. We have one of our ladies, our Dottie, comes down, and she's always putting out more books.
Yeah, so
in the spaces that were there, you know.
So there's a book for you for sure. And Linda, remind us again of the dates and the time. And of course, it's at the Atlantic Public Library.
Yes, it's Wednesday, October 20th, Thursday the 21st, Friday the 22nd, from 9 to 6
Okay, and special day on Saturday.
Special on Saturday.
Come back then, but bring your bags, bring a box if you want, but there's always some there also.
Yes. So. We have plenty of sacks.
Okay.
Everything, so.
If you have your, I'm thinking your own special. Some people totes. Have library tote bags. Yes, yes. Yes. So thanks so much to you, Linda Templeman, and to you, Ken Mormon, for reminding us about this wonderful opportunity, the Friends of the Library book sale. And until next time, here's a thought. Teamwork gives you the best opportunity to turn vision into reality.